Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. If you're calling number 97 right now, you instantly score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour. Yeah. Go ahead, rock it out, Alex. Make it happen. Nice. It's Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer at Oracle Park on July 21st, 2020. Next summer. Middle of next summer.
I'll see you there.
Tickets go on sale today at Ticketmaster.com. There are three more chances today to win, noon, 3, and 5. And I think that's it. Are we done giving these tickets? Because next week's Hawaii.
I think so, yeah. I think that's it.
All right, Anthony is looking for caller number 97 right now. Our new intern. We have new fall interns. So call now, 800-400-3697.
The same number you're calling to win tickets is where you can text us. We love to hear from you guys. I mean, nice stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you can send crummy stuff and we'll read it.
We won't love to hear that.
but right, that's never fun. Especially when you're spot on. Like, ah, God.
Ow!
It got me right
that
in the
ribs.
Oh! Two questions. Who picks the music for the commercial breaks on Facebook Live?
Oh, I don't know. Vaughn, I guess.
Vaughn Scott.
Do they like it or do they hate it?
It's hella pleasant.
Oh, hella pleasant.
Good job, Vaughn.
Nice, Vaughn. Hella pleasant.
What's up with the podcast for download? I can only listen between 720 and 845, and so I'm not sure if you're informing your listeners, and I'm missing the info. Thanks. What's up with the info for podcast for download?
RadioAlice.com. Go ahead and try that out, and it'll be there.
Oh. Well, what about, do they... Are they saying that they download it normally from Radio Alice?
I don't know.
Yeah, just go to radio.com. No,
I mean,
all
if
there.
You have an iPhone, iTunes works too. Or
sure.
Is that the podcast app?
Right,
I mean,
the podcast
on the,
app.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know,
we're easy to find.
Super.
I can't wait to see Downtown. She was amazing. Love you, Mrs. Padmo.
I'm just not going to bother. Good job, Vin.
Downtown. Your Downtown guest was great, great interview. Marquee.
Oh. Yeah, she was excellent. Leslie Nichol was on an hour ago. We were talking with her. She was just enchanting, I think is the word someone used earlier about the movie, I guess.
Astra at the box office. Oh, that's what they're up against, right?
Yeah.
Also, is Rambo coming out this week, too?
Last Blood, I think it's called.
Right.
Final Blood? Last Dredges of Blood? Last Bit of Pick the Scab? I'm not sure what they're calling it.
Rambo, Last Blood.
Of course, Last Blood.
Well done, Sarah. I don't know how you kept it together. I was geeking out just listening.
She was easy. That's how. She was a great interview subject. She came to play. She sang. She was great. Some people, it is hard. It's like pulling teeth. She was not hard.
Turning on the radio and traffic and hearing Mrs. Passmore. It made my freaking week. Leslie was amazing. One of the most charming humans alive.
Yeah, that was very cute. It's funny to see them in real life, the characters that you know, because she's so not glamorous at all on the show. And she's a cutie pie in real life. A cute little redhead.
Where can I watch the Downtown? It's truly written there, Downtown.
I believe you.
Abby series. It wasn't the other times, but that time it was.
It's on Amazon. If you're an Amazon Prime member, then you have that Amazon Prime Video or whatever it's called. That's where I've been watching it. We started watching it again this summer because we knew the movie was coming out.
Where can I watch the Downton Abbey series? Have never seen it, but saw the movie last night and we loved it.
Oh, I'm interested to hear how people who haven't watched the movie, the show at all, feel about the movie.
Well, they love it.
I don't like the look of that.
Amazon Prime.
All right.
I'm not going to be there for whatever you just put there. That looks like work.
That was like two of them.
That
I don't like that.
My surfboard's in my car, kid. My car is warmed up and ready to leave.
Oh, your car is waiting for you out in the street.
I think he does it just to be mean. I think it's like payback. What do we do to you?
It's a reminder that you have work to do. That's all.
I'm freaking out.
Thanks.
What we do here is work.
Yeah, I know. I don't need a reminder.
I'm freaking out right now listening to Mrs. Patmore. I'm fangirling at home. My four-year-old doesn't really get it.
Yeah. She was great. It was fun to hear her slip into the Mrs. Patmore voice a couple times, too. It's really... Daisy.
Sarah, sneakers with dresses is the new thing. Trust me, it's style of the summer this summer.
Well, I guess I was
You're
a couple summers too early.
Time.
That's it. I must have broke that ground. Boy, I never heard the end of that. I still haven't. It's been 7 years.
I've got the picture posted right here. I actually love it. Mm-hmm.
It's the Bobby socks. It wasn't the sneakers with the dress. That's fine.
You
it's
both
the Bobby
look
fit.
Yuzi's in a dress too. She looks.
We all agreed
as well.
To wear dresses. I can't remember why we agreed to wear dresses, but we did. Like Vinny talked us into it.
I think
sundresses. It's a summer thing.
It's a summer thing. It was a summer thing.
What's the biggest mistake I ever
why?
Made?
Why?
I was like,
great.
I don't want to wear a dress.
Look at the smile on your face.
Well, I mean, look, I'm having a good time. You guys hadn't started in on me yet, I guess.
Super
is that
disappointed.
The one you were late to? Is that the one Vinny was really late to?
No,
probably. Which one?
Super disappointed that the only coverage you gave the kids globally striking for climate change was to say how inconvenient it was for some guy in London.
That's not
you
true.
You just lost a lifetime listener.
Go away then. God. What are you listening to every minute of the show? We talked about it multiple times the last couple days.
Days in a row. Days.
You brat. If that's all it takes, then sayonara.
Right. Jesus. And that was a text. We read a text.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I just Googled the wiener story and there was a photo. Oh. I almost barfed when I saw it.
Well, that's on you, really.
I don't care what people say. The Amazon logo is a wiener. LOL.
Yeah, somebody was saying it's like a wiener from underneath.
I don't know what that looks like.
Well, how would you unless you stood on a mirror?
Right.
I suppose.
You suppose what?
You could flip it over? I don't know.
Well, that's how I was able to... Never mind.
Never mind. That's not... I want to leave without a meeting. As it is, I have work to do.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at me for? It's your work too. He's high-hying me.
No way, Jose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing those by myself, huh? So much for the team. Why, yada?
Hey. Y'all should watch Hasan
Minhaj.
Minhaj's Netflix episode on Trudeau. He's pretty corrupt.
Oh, good.
I had not heard all that.
Yeah. I like, there's a lot of really good shows hosted by smart comedians. They give you the news and do a deep dive on something, yet keep it watchable. That's what I like about John Oliver. It's just like, he takes on these hardcore issues. And but you're laughing through the whole thing. It's like, oh my God, hilarious. The horrible things that are happening to people. Hilarious. Thanks, John Oliver. He's great. By the way, he's up for the Emmy for best like variety comedy show. And he's been winning. He's been winning the last couple of years. So good luck to him.
He's got a good format.
He does. It's great.
He can.
Once a week, deep dive.
Put full time and energy into one thing.
Yep.
Get it right.
And they even
push
do it by seasons too.
And
like
move
he's
on.
Off for months at a time, and they do, you know, they go and travel and do all these investigations.
I currently teach high school history, and in a modern time, most teachers try to not overly sugarcoat the history our students receive. That's good.
Yeah, it is good because it shouldn't be sugarcoated. If you don't think they're ready for it, wait till the next year. But tell the truth at least, God.
Well, and as we talked about that, I wasn't trying to make excuses for anyone involved, but that seems to be the way that, you know, our basic K through 12.
Everything's fine. Everything's, oh, here's how we got here.
Puts a glossy, shiny.
Christopher Columbus,
great
guy.
Lens on our U.S. history.
Right.
Stranded by Gojira. just has to make the list, Vinny. Please and thank you.
Yeah, you should do what you really think.
They're not going to make it.
You should do what you think are the top 10 best feel-good riffs.
You know, when I started compiling, and I'm telling you, there's 10 solid riffs without Gojira. And they're going to be a bands that you'll at least go, I've heard of them, or I recognize that.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
I want it to be palatable in some...
Hey, it's your list. You okay. Do it the way you want to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to do it that way.
The way you want. Uh-oh.
The one time our boss said, play any song you want, and I went and did it, and then later I'm like,
it's like Social D or something?
Yeah, no, it was Suicidal Tendencies, but it was like 6-minute song.
Uh-huh.
And into it, I'm like, you know what? I'm in radio. I know better than to play a 6-minute punk rock. Like,
it was indulgent.
I could have done anything.
Yeah.
I could have played Rancid. 2-minute Rancid song would have been... just as good. And it would have been, you know, a stroke to some local guys, and it would have been over in 2 minutes, and I would have been just as happy. Instead, 3 minutes in, I'm like, oh, it's still going. This feels uncomfortable. And everyone's looking at me like, really?
This is the one, huh?
We're still sitting here, huh?
Well, it's his birthday.
Is he going to say that part? Yep, he's saying it again. Okay. Wow.
Look at our little boy growing up. Now that you're 50, you get it.
Sarah, what do you got to say that for?
Because I'm just, you know, wanted to point out that you were 50.
Yeah, clearly. Mm-hmm. Sarah, you realize that Leslie Nichols will not look like Mrs. Patmore, right?
Yeah. Well, I've seen all of them as real people in the past. Like, even Lady Edith, who we were originally supposed to have on. Like, they make her look like a hawk on the show. I mean, she's very severe in the hairstyles and everything. And then in real life, she just has such a softer look to her. She's got a honker on her, you know.
Oh, I feel for her. Yeah. I got one of those, too.
But she makes it work for her, and you love her so much by the end of the show, because she is just awful. That first season, man, she just has it out for Mary. Jealous much? It's good. You're a bitch!
Why'd you say that to
me? Because that's one of her lines.
Oh.
I'm just doing her.
All right. David Tennant is Scottish and played Doctor Who for years. Probably his most remembered role.
He is. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Doctor Who since I was when I was a kid. I think I watched an episode or two. It wasn't for me, surprisingly. But I love him. I think he's so. If anything happens to John, I'm going to go see if I can meet him somewhere. Freaking love that guy. He's like a. He sort of reminds me of Russell Brand, who I also think is very hot.
Russell Brand.
Yeah.
That's a dude who just went away.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's like a short-haired Russell Brand.
He's like everywhere for a minute, and then he just sort of tapped out.
Wonder what he's doing.
Probably loving his life, I bet.
I hope so.
Like he made some money and went, yeah. Why I got to keep all this up?
I think I'll stay here with a cocktail.
Didn't he just have I think he just had a kid.
He's a sober guy, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Psst. 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 Whose attention are you trying to get?
Psst.
Uzi.
Yes.
Uzi.
Yes.
Where did you get your cute blue top? Happy Friday.
It's probably an express top.
It's cute.
Most likely it is.
You're all shiny.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll be singing that GD song all day.
Yeah, right.
I've been singing it the last couple of days. Shade never made anybody less gay.
It's
so
good. Yesterday, I told you we were out cruising around as a family, and I pulled up. Because the missus has Amazon Music. She doesn't buy records
so
at
she
all.
Has every record ever made, yeah.
And I looked up the new Taylor Swift, and we played that in the car. It's full of hits.
It's pretty freaking good.
There's a lot of good songs on it.
Surprisingly good.
There was one, though. I think it was Lover. It was slow. She goes. I think I actually said the chorus without realizing I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you know this song?
It's a hit, baby.
And I go, yeah. Where do you think I work? Of course.
I work at Taylor Swift Central. Right.
And she goes, you guys play, this is so slow. You play this?
Lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. People love that record.
Yeah.
I told you, my two 50-year-old friends, well, one of them is like 40-something. They're like, they were frothing over this when they came. Mm-hmm. They made John learn two of the songs and then perform them on my deck.
And clearly made you jealous.
I wasn't jealous at all. Neither one of them seems like the type to stand up and want to perform songs. Especially Heather. My God. That girl, you can't even get a word out of her until you get a few drinks.
She is quiet.
Yeah.
She's very quiet.
I've never been around her when she's drinking.
Well,
because then she's loud. You're like, oh my God, Heather, shut up.
Anyway, I believe it's time for us to cut commercials.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Clothes from some kid.
Why are you buying clothes from children? I don't understand. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Use that. What is going on?
I bought this. I was at the San Carlos car show the other day, and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, and it was so hot, and these kids were selling tie-dye tops. So I bought this top from them.
Oh. It got changed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was sweating my butt.
You were at a car show?
Mm-hmm.
What fun?
Remodeling?
No, it was a car show and wine and beer, stuff like that. That's what really brought me.
Uh-huh.
John goes, yeah, there's cars, but there's also wine.
Oh, so you and Johnny B did it.
My boyfriend, Alden.
Oh. What? You went to a car show with Alden?
Yeah.
Without John? I thought
he
for sure you were forced to
he
go to the car show.
No, cars were beautiful. Look at my Instagram.
What are you going to do when Alden
cars
actually falls in love with you after spending all this time dating? He's going to be like, I can't hang with you anymore. I'm in love with you.
Well, I wouldn't be the first.
Right. Isn't that your story?
Suckers.
Everybody who hangs with me loves me.
Yep, it's true.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Alden,
it's good
I'm
to
taken.
Be you, see?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
He knows. He just wants to be first in line at the window, mm-hmm. I guess.
I drove you around all those years.
Right.
I took you to the car show and got you beer.
Oh, Alden. Anyway, listen, you guys, have a great weekend. Make
me
it
too.
A solid one. Enjoy it. It's actually going to be really warm mm-hmm. this weekend. Maybe this is the last vestiges of summer. You don't know. Oh.
No, next week's supposed to be even hotter.
Oh, come on. What kind
weekend.
Of news is
hey,
that?
Nobody yeah. today the last day of summer?
Yeah, I think Monday at 5:50 or something is the first
oh,
day
boy.
Of fall.
Whatever. Go Niners.
Whatever. Hey, go Pats.
No,
oh, and Niners. And Raiders.
And Raiders.
Whatever.
Sure.
Giants,
go Cal. A's.
Go Cal.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Go Stanford.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, we're Cal guys. We can't
we are,
really.
But I don't, I really don't have
our
a
boy goes
to
Cal. Come on.
I know.
But we have lots of fans at Stanford.
That's true.
Yeah, we do.
Listeners,
right,
I should say, not fans.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.